Well, Matt has been a professor and a teacher, an instructor for over 12 years. He's been waiting for this one thing to happen to him. He's checked many times to see has this happened. He's heard it happen to other professors, and it finally just happened last week, and he's stoked. Matt?
Have you ever heard of the website ratemyprofessor.com?
No.
You've never heard of this?
I haven't. Uh-huh.
I've seen for doctors.
This kind of took off when I was in school. There was a website where people could go and you would type in like what school you were at. I like that you're all now looking up.
Actually, I have heard of this. Yes, I have.
So it's a website you can go to if you're debating on, okay, you know, I've got to take a certain class and there's three different teachers that are teaching it. And you want to know which one would I prefer, you go to ratemyprofessor.com, you type in the school you're at and the professor's name, and other students who have taken classes with this professor will then rate them. And
Where was this when I was in school?
It's basically how hard it is, how difficult, if you end up with a good grade, that type of thing.
And if you're a student in this class or for this professor, you have to put what class did you take them for?
Mm-hmm.
Was the class that you took for credit or were you just auditing? Was attendance mandatory? Would you take the class again? What grade did you get? And was there a textbook? And then they would ask you there's certain things you have to give overall quality of the teacher and a difficulty level of the class. And then they give you some other options where you can do, okay, I want to put, you know, these different things in.
Yep.
Like they do good lectures, good feedback, all this stuff, but there's a place you can actually input it. And so for 12 years, I've been like, dang, I would love to get on Rate My Professor. Like none of my students care enough to add me to this list. And I think it's probably harder to add a professor than it is if you find one you've got and just add to it. I had a professor that taught communication law. And on like the second or third day of class, he pulled up his Rate My Professor page and was just going through, and he made a joke because one of his students was several back-to-back-to-back about how difficult the class was and how boring he was, blah, blah, blah. But then one student talked about how he was hot. And he was like,
oh, wow.
He was like, hey, website's credible.
Little flex.
So I just, at this point, I had given up that I would ever be on Rate My Professor. And I had one of my students the other day say, did you know, because they're in the process of registering for classes for next semester, and they said, did you know you're on Rate My, and I was like, what?
Finally! I've been dying to get on Rate My Professor.
Finally, my students care enough to add me to this list, and so they've added me, and I have two different reviews.
Oh,
we
got to
hear these.
This is exciting.
Now, can they verify them, like, if later, if we want to rate you?
I don't know if you have to have a university email address to be able to fill this out. I don't know.
I thought those questions that you were going over in the very beginning were kind of like a catch to see, like, is there a textbook? And somebody says, yes.
But there's not.
And there's not. Like, you're out.
You're out. Right. Yeah. You're lying.
Because they I think you have to. But you can also, if you are a professor, because I've done it, you can register your account. But I don't know what the point is. It's not like I can go in and give myself a rating.
Right.
I would have.
Matt was just putting it into the universe, like, I'm on here.
I'm here.
Anyone wants to comment, I exist.
Make it easier for them to find me.
Here I am.
I think 12 years is long enough to wait. Yeah.
So my first one was from December 10th, 2023.
Oh, okay.
They took my podcast in class.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulty level 1.
Right away, people are signing up.
Out of five.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you agree with that assessment?
Quality level 5. I would.
Oh, that's good.
I would agree if you do your work.
Well, everything you
most
do your
of the
easy.
Most of the issues I run into with some of my students are they don't do the assignments.
Okay.
That is a great start, though, because basically, even though they're saying it's very easy, but they really liked it, you must have kept them engaged enough to, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to get them. Because when things are really interesting, usually the class is easier.
And fun. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So the took it for credit, not mandatory, would take it again. They got an A. And took Professor Wells for the podcasting workshop, and he's a great blend of knows his stuff and laid back. As long as you do the assignments on time and it's remotely close to the way he says to, you'll be okay.
Remotely close. Like you put your name on it and just say podcasting, like done.
You'll be okay.
Yep.
And then my second one came less than a month ago.
Ooh, a fresh one.
Another one from my podcasting class. So, HumanCom, step up your game.
Yeah.
We hate that class.
Quality 5.0. So, I have a perfect 5.0
quality.
Wow.
Yep.
Difficulty level 3.0.
They had a little struggle, yeah.
Professor Wells' lectures feel like a conversation. Due to this fact, I feel like I am able to retain the information far better than my other classes.
Okay, that's a compliment.
That's a skill, too.
Yes.
Yeah. No one likes a lecture.
No.
So those are the two so far. Again, I welcome any student who's hearing this, who has taken a class of mine. Rate me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm interested in
this. Let's post a link to it.
You're a professor at High Point University, even though you can't spell. And
I can't spell university, but it's okay.
If you get a lot of these rate me's and they're very positive, does that put you in a better possibility of getting a raise from the university?
I don't know if they take into account the rate my professor scores as much. At the end of every semester, all the students at the university do fill out course evaluations.
Okay.
And they're anonymous. We don't know which students said what, but we get the reports back on what students filled out the course evaluation. And they do take into account your course evaluation for opportunities to continue to teach that course in the future and making sure if it's a class like my HumanCom public speaking class, it's one that's taught, there's like 8 or 9 sections of it, so multiple professors are teaching this class, so they really want to make sure that we're all kind of asking the same or holding the same expectations of all our students. You don't want one student being like, I have to take it from this professor because it's so much, he doesn't ask you to do half the assignments that everybody else does.
Well, that's
so we
my
kind
point.
Of have the same expectation. I don't think the university takes into account the rate my professor, but they do take into account the end of course evaluations that they get.
The only thing is, Matt, because I remember when I went to school, it was a little bit different. We would have like these test files and stuff that we saved. But there was definitely a difference. Like if I remember oceanography, there was one guy that I know.
You took that class?
Yes, because it was very, very easy. That was the rumor. So you would guarantee an A. But then the other guy, it was like impossible, this class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the teacher, if it's harder and he's making you do more work, you're going to get penalized by the school. Does that make the teachers more likely to be like, I'm going to make it a lot easier for everybody? You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I do think anytime you've got a class that there are multiple sections of, multiple teachers teaching it, they really do have somebody who's the chair of that class group to kind of make sure they check every syllabus to make sure the grading scale is the same, to make sure we're asking the same expectation of all the assignments. So there is a lot of uniformity when it comes to that. But like the podcasting workshop, I'm the only person that teaches it to undergrads. So I really don't have any, I don't want to call it competition, but there's no one else that I'm competing against for that one. So it's not necessarily I'm trying to make it easy, because then what's going to happen is they're going to take the skills that they should have learned in that class, and when they go to the next one and they don't know it, that's going to be a bad reflection on me.
When they're podcasting too, they're like, I ain't learned anything.
If they go on and take audio production or something, then they're going to need.
I see.
They're going to need the skills that I've taught them, and if they don't have those, then that teacher is going to be like, they're not learning what they should be learning.
Well, and then I'm sure there's some courses that are just naturally hard, like medical field or something like that, where the school knows this is. They have a success rate that's 50% dropout, or
but 50% of the people drop out. Like for me, in my mind, right away, if it was a hard class, I'm going to put great. If it was a bad, not so hard class, I'm going to put it great. If it was a hard class, I'm going to blame it on the teacher.
Yeah, probably.
That's fair.
Me too.
Yeah, but I can see that, but that's a good thing for the university to not put that much weight on that.
If they do. But even the evaluations at the end, if half the people are dropping out. My dad, when he went to pharmacy school, said within the first week, half the class dropped out. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure if they did a little evaluation now, half the people are going, this guy sucks. He's way too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get my course evaluation report at the end of the semester, it will tell me, okay, here's the questions they asked. Here's how my students scored me. And here's how that score stacked up against other teachers that taught this class and all the other teachers within the communication department.
I see.
And kind of how they score.
They get an idea of what should be happening, what shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a major outlier, they'll be like, okay, we need to figure out what's going on here.